Welcome back to Hey Bitch Podcast. Yay. We want to really quickly start off this episode by saying it's brought to you by Buffy, the comforter, not the vampire slayer.
The blanket.
Their latest product, The Breeze, is made entirely from 100% eucalyptus fiber to keep you cool and comfortable all night long.
Fresh.
So if you get hot during the night, this will keep you cool. And for $20 off your first Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co and enter the promo code BTCH.
Enter it.
$20 off.
BTCH.
Hello.
Buy the blanket. Oh, and then okay. We're still talking about the blanket.
Because I actually want the blanket.
I want it.
Well, you know what? You can get the blanket, and if
I'm
you don't
using
like
the code.
It, you can return it free of charge.
Okay. Perfect.
So they have like a really great trial period.
I'm gonna get so much jizz
okay.
on
okay. I don't think you should return it after that. but welcome back to another episode of Hey Bitch Podcast. Yay. We got Gina. I'm Stop. Nikki. We got Bose. And we got Tiff.
Hi.
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 Hi, bitch.
Hi, bitches.
Good afternoon, bitches.
Yo. And today I think we're talking about every dude's wet dream, which is like dicks all day long.
Wieners,
girls, long dicks.
More so, you know, like a guy's question. And it's funny because I feel like it's a topic people touch on all the time, but there's still no definitive answer. Topic.
And I feel like for women, it's like, should I care about dick size? You know, there's a lot of like questions like, is my boyfriend's dick small? Like, I didn't know. That like I had dated a lot of big dick dudes and I didn't know they had big dicks until I dated a small dick dude and I was like, oh shit, the whole time I just thought that was an average size.
Oh, wow.
And it turns out they had big dicks and the guy I was dating had an average size dick.
So what's a big dick to you?
But, like, I mean, also,
measure it.
Like eight, 9 inches.
Damn, girl.
Wow.
Oh my God. Size queen.
I didn't know.
It's Leviathan. Jesus.
I think it's a personality. You know, like I'm attracted to a certain personality type and it just happens to be big
they have
dick energy.
Big dick energy. Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what? That's true. Like two of my most favorite guys I've ever dated in my life with the greatest personalities ever had huge dongs.
Okay. Wow, so we're like starting this off, baby. Like,
it's confidence.
It's confidence
okay.
grows dicks. You know what? I'm going to say confidence in a pill.
Confidence grows dicks.
Huh? Confidence in a pill. Funny. And then I'll sell it at one of those like sketchy sex market.
Maybe that's what they're selling in those dick enlargement
confidence
pills.
Powdered confidence.
Imagine,
that's what it is.
Imagine the pill just has a little piece of paper. It's my phone number and I call them and I just compliment them. You're successful. You're worth it. You're incredible.
Affirmation.
And then their dick just grows bigger.
I thought that this was going to like lean towards like, you know, and even if you have a small dick or like for girls, like, so your boyfriend has a small dick, what's next? But like immediately they started off and they're like, I only like huge fucking
8 to 9 inches minimum. If it's a 10,
no, that's
I'm
too
happy.
Crazy. That scares me.
Yeah.
8 to 9 inches. I'm running away.
Yeah.
Like, I want like
that's
a little
too much.
Yeah. Well, like a little chinchilla. Like
let's talk about that. So like, is there a too big or a too small? Cause
is,
I think that's everyone's number one question.
For sure.
What is too big and what is too small?
So this is really shitty. So there was a guy that I lost my virginity to. So I told you guys about that a few episodes ago. And that was like an average size, whatever. And plus it hurt because it was my first time. Well, the second time, like years later, when I had sex later on, I think...
Is it the guy that we know about?
Oh, yeah. Like earlier in my dating life.
We know
life,
about this guy.
Yeah. Earlier in my dating life, I dated a guy and he was half Dutch, half Chinese. And he was like the most unsuspecting, tall, lanky looking Asian dude. Yo, like that wasn't a penis. It wasn't a dick. That was a fucking dong. Dude, like when he whipped it out, I was like, oh, my. And like the girls know this is actually the first dick pic I think we ever sent we ever sent into the group chat because I was like, yo, you guys gotta see this shit. And then like it's funny, he's a good friend of mine. I'm like, yo, you got any pics in your phone? He's like, yeah, hold on. And he just like he's
no but
like,
hold
he's
on guys
proud of it.
She didn't only send a photo, she sent a video.
Yeah
like
yeah.
We
y'all
saw
in these damn
everything.
Videos like just to put it in perspective, he can fuck his own belly button if he wanted to.
Okay, but then I was like,
can he reach the male prostate?
That's how big Steve is.
And then he's like, yeah, that's what I meant.
That's literally Steve's dick.
But it honestly though, it was too big. It does hurt. Like I'm not about having all up in my cervix and shit. So there is such thing as something that's too big. I loved our sex, but there were times I was like, all right, you gotta chill. And then like the whole question about anal was just no. That was an absolute no. At all, because like I do not want pooping just dropping
diarrhea
out of my butt.
Always.
I 100% agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is there a too small?
There is a too small. There was a guy that I dated. I told you guys about that. When I held his dick in my fist, it did not pop out.
Which Gina has a pretty tiny fist.
And
if you have a little baby fist. Look at my fist. Yeah. Is not that big, and it like completely disseminates your
fist. But yeah, like I couldn't feel anything, and it was really disappointing. So I have a sweet spot, and that's like around like 6 or 7 inches.
Okay,
yeah,
that's pretty. That's average. Like 6 is average.
Yeah.
I've never measured like the size. I mean, that would be good.
Because it. y'all, everybody measures the same, right? It's from the asshole to the tip.
That's hilarious.
And then around the head.
Yeah. It goes all the way around from the asshole around the head to the chef, right? All right, got it. I was just making sure.
No, that's so funny because I did have sex with a guy once that I feel like he could be classified technically as having a micro penis. Like it was so... Really,
like it was small. Like it was like an enlarged clitoris.
Yeah, it was really small. I feel like it might have been like my pinky size.
Hard,
maybe. Hard. Yeah, and not that much thicker. Like it was really, it was a baby dick.
Really,
yeah. Wow. And it didn't last long with that guy. But it was really funny though because he really needed to inflate his ego, and he kept telling me like when we would have sex, like yeah, doesn't that feel amazing? Like tell me how big I am. Blah blah blah. And I'm looking at him like, ew.
See, it would be better if he just owned it.
If yeah, he was like, just don't like, lie to
like
yourself.
Dick. He was like, where like you that want a girl? Dick.
Yeah, and honestly, it was like, this was when I was a teenager, so I didn't really have a lot of experience, but I didn't really feel much with him. And I think he just didn't know how to use it. Like, I don't know. It is pretty damn small, but I feel like maybe he could have used his hands. Again, let's go back to the hands. Like, you could have pleasured me in other ways, but he had it in his head that he had such a big ass dick that that's the only thing that needs to satisfy me.
For me, it's like if they grind on near the clitoris part, like it doesn't matter really the dick size because like
you can even like I could probably come just from dry humping. Like,
fucking
rub.
Wow, lucky.
Yeah.
Wow.
I probably could.
Yeah, I've been with someone that has like a smaller penis before, but the thing is he knew how to work the shit out of that thing. That thing was amazing. So it's not all about size, but I guess when it comes to like a micro penis, then you don't really have much to work with.
But you have hands in your mouth.
Hands
like this
mouth,
man
yeah.
refused to go down there. Like it was nothing
what?
But yeah.
I think men who don't eat pussy are themselves their pussies themselves.
Yes,
they like, are.
You're less Preach. Of a man, and I will never respect that.
A huge judgment.
Yeah, DJ Khaled.
I just don't reciprocate. Like if they're not gonna go down, then I'm not gonna go down. So you'll just never ever get your dick sucked.
Yep.
Have you guys ever met a guy who refuses to kiss you after he comes in your mouth?
I have, yeah. So I knew a guy. We didn't really, I don't think we ever had sex, but we kind of like dated a little bit in high school again. He was so immature that he was like, have you ever sucked dick before? And I'm like, I thought he was like, this was like, maybe if I said yes, like he'll get turned on. Cause I don't think I had before that, but I was just like, yeah, like you want me to suck your dick or some shit. And then he immediately was like, never. I don't even want to kiss you. Like, that's disgusting. I can't believe you've done that. And I'm
closet
like,
gay. Closet gay,
I was like,
closet gay.
What? Mm. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I don't want to know that you've ever had someone else's dick in your mouth.
Oh, insider.
I like how like he kept going in on it. He was like, oh, okay, never mind. I'm not interested. He's like, I don't. Ever want to date?
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
So
what girl is that guy ever gonna date then?
Right?
Like, what the fuck? There's plenty of women that won't suck a dick.
I don't suck your dick unless we're like dating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like if you're, look, man, I've met a guy once before who's like, I don't kiss girls. I'm like, I'm not gonna kiss you after I come in your mouth. I'm like, stop being a bitch and fucking make out with me.
It'd be hotter.
Yo, I told you guys once before, right? Like one of the hottest things.
Gina does some nasty shit.
It's pretty nasty.
I'm pretty sure I found my soulmate once. Because I believe in more than one soulmate, but I'm pretty sure I said on an episode of one of our shows that if a dude came on me, licked it off and made out with me, I'm marrying him.
Oh my God.
I'd fucking marry him. And it actually happened.
Licked his own cum off of
me? Yeah, and made out with me. Dude, it happened once. And then after sex, I looked at him like just fucking rosy tinted glasses. I was like, look, it's not a matter of wanting you now. It's a matter of fucking needing you now.
Oh my God.
Like, and I love that man. I loved him.
What happened to him?
Oh, he's we're still friends.
Okay. Okay.
Still friends.
Good.
Yeah. But
you ever had a grower?
A grower?
Yeah, because So most of the people I've dated, they were showers, right? So like, what you see is what you get. Like, it's the same, basically the same length, soft as it is hard. Yeah. It just like goes up and down. But then I dated a grower, which I thought like, oh wow, this is my first like baby penis, right? It's not very big.
Nope, surprise.
And then it just grew enormous.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And it was like when you, those little shrinky towels that you put in water and then it like becomes a full size towel. I was like, holy shit. See, that, how did he fit all of that in there?
You like big dicks though. For me, that would be like if I got a small husky, but it turned into a big dog. You know, like I'm like, y'all know like how on Google Flights you can choose like, well, here's my day, but I'm flexible like this day or surrounding. My date is the 6th and I'm flexible one day out behind or in front. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's where I'm at. But I think that it's not for, you know, and a lot of people say this, it's not all about the wiener size.
Yeah.
For me, I think you need to diversify your bonds. There are a lot of other, you know, sexual parts of men. We're talking about the ball sack. We're talking about the butt cheeks.
Oh, what do you like? Big balls? Small balls? What do you like?
Oh, I just love a
tight balls.
Tight.
Collarbones.
I love collarbones.
Collarbones. That's a new one.
Back of the knees, earlobes.
No, like nostrils. Collarbones. There's something about it that's very like masculine. Like a guy's like upper chest area here, sometimes it's like really defined. And I'm like, I want you to knock me out with your fucking collarbone.
I've never noticed a man's collarbone. It's always a woman.
Women. I'm like, wow, that bitch is hot because her collarbone is
the
all
whole showing. Like above the breast area. But like,
oh, I see what you're saying. But like, they have to be kind of built for that to have that, right?
I mean, sometimes like some guys are like they don't even work out, but naturally, I don't know if it's the testosterone is just flowing or something. But like, they've got like a really nice like chest and like up area. So like, there's a lot of different things that make me happy. You know?
Yeah. Everyone has their own preferences. Because for me, it's definitely the jawline. Like that shit makes me weak.
Mm-hmm. Really?
You're talking about
a good
like,
jawline, yeah. So, but you're okay. Let's say a dude had like the prettiest clavicle you've ever seen, but then he had like a tiny or too big of a dick.
Is it one day out from my flight or is it 2 days out?
It's like a week, girl.
What's your flight? 6 inches? Seven inches?
Six. Oh. And then we can go down to
six?
The fifth.
Five
we can go to the
days.
Seventh. Yeah, but I don't want to go out on the eighth. I do not want to go out on
the 8th. Push your schedule a little bit. No, you might like it.
That's also
it's sunny on the 8th. You don't even know.
No, because you know the 7th can be an 8th.
I don't think it can.
7th can be the 8th.
You sound like a dude that has measured his dick like 50 times. He's like, it could be an 8.
Eight on a good day, but no.
Like, hot day, it's a fucking 8.
A big wiener is a deal breaker for me.
It's scary, dude.
Okay, so
it's scary
too big for you is 8.
7.5.
7.5 is too big.
Yeah, that's like you're trying to fucking kill me.
I think 10 is too big.
Oh, no, thank you. I've never even touched that.
I've never touched it either. I've seen pictures and I'm like, nope, too big.
Yeah, no.
But I think
Nick is the type to climb a bedpost and sit down.
I mean, like, it took me 3 times to lose my virginity to
what?
Because like it wouldn't go in.
Oh,
so you
no.
would think that I wouldn't like it very
that's
big.
That's hilarious.
But earlier in the episode,
I like to be
like,
stretched.
Oh, Lord.
Damn. She's like, you know, in high school, I was really tight. And, you know, now I'm incredibly tight. Sometimes I can't even, I can't even walk. I'm just so tight. But I love a 10-inch dick.
Like, Jesus. I think Christ. I love, like, the pain mixed with, like, you know how, like, when girls, like, anal, like, I've never done it.
I can't relate.
I've tried it one time. I'm like, immediately out, get it out. Yeah. I hate it. But, like, girls are like, if you just relax a little bit, like, you stop noticing the pain and it becomes more pleasurable. Mm-hmm. But they have to work through that pain for it to find the pleasure.
Well, I think
that's me with my normal hole.
Oh no!
You have to relax the sphincter.
You got
to
relax.
I don't want to do it.
Relax the sphincter.
I said
I've never done it. I just wanted to say relax.
I've heard that.
Well, as the anal ambassador, I want to say that I have done it. But this only happens like I only take it up the butt on like special days or like days when we're both like drunk. And when I'm drunk, I like.
Do you prep?
No, well, not really. Like, I know how my body
clean your
is.
Butthole?
Like, if I know, like, okay, I haven't gone to the bathroom. You know, like, I clean up, like, whatever. But when it's, like, when I'm, like, drunk, I want, like, nasty sex. You know, like, fuck it. Put it all in me. Whatever.
But what about a Chinese dude?
Huh?
Chinese dude. With
oh,
the,
him? No. With him, I was just like, honey.
See,
no.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I no, married that. So they're yeah. never going to be
that's
anal.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, like I kind of size it up for it's like, okay, you know what? That wouldn't hurt. So we're good.
Right,
yeah.
right.
So it's kind of almost like an insult. Like, if I let you in my ass, it means that
it's small enough to go in there.
Small enough to go in there. But if I don't let you, take that as a compliment. You know, like if I refuse to have
yeah, that is a compliment. Yeah. You know, I had you know those like stories where like you think back on it 10 years later and you're like, okay, wait, that doesn't add up. I had a friend when we were in high school, so I must have been like 17 or so. She was dating this military guy, so like she thought this was it. She's
so they got
married
in a week.
She thought at least, but no, they had anal within the week, right?
Oh, okay.
But I remember her calling me
marriage. It's like marriage.
Yeah. I remember her calling me and telling me about it. She was like, I had anal sex. And like she's my like older friend that is like
she says it.
And then I was like,
anal.
I'm like, you had anal sex? And she was like, yeah. I was like, well, was it? Was it fun? I was like, what happened? And she was like, I wouldn't advise it. I mean, we did it in the shower and it was super messy and I didn't like it.
Messy?
And like, you know, at younger, I'm like, oh, okay. Ew, yeah, gross. And now I'm like, I've heard that it's really not that messy. And I'm like, what happened?
Yeah. Did she shit all over him?
That's what I've got
a period too, to add to it.
I don't ever.
And then for them to be in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out. Like, what's happening?
Like, as though like he stuck it in and it just shot out like on the wall or some shit. Like, dude, right when you were talking about that popped into my head and I thought about it.
Maybe he came as she was shitting and it was a mess.
Oh,
right?
No.
Oh, God.
And then she threw up because it was disgusting. Yeah. Fluids everywhere.
And on that note, we have a break for an ad. Thank you to our sponsor today. All right. So I'm going to talk about Third Love really quick because Third Love changed the game for me with bras.
Oh.
I used to think that Victoria's Secret was like the only place that sold bras. I don't know why we all thought that. I think
those are really good with the
90s. And then you find out that you've been wasting your money on these bras that don't fit your boobs right.
Mm-mm.
And what I like about Third Love is they have like this online quiz where you kind of like answer different questions about your boob shape, all the stuff that you were never asked before you purchased a bra in the past. And things like tight straps, the band that causes like back fat to show in the back, the gaps in the cups, all those things are not normal things. They're not things that should be part of your bra. So I did not know that before ordering a Third Love bra. And I am so happy to say that Third Love is my favorite bra ever. I'm wearing it right now. It's like the only bra that I ever like can fall asleep in. I don't like falling asleep in my bra, but anytime I've ever fallen asleep in a bra before, I've woken up and like taken it off at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And Third Love, if I pass out, it's so comfortable that I don't even.
She is so comfortable. Oh. She wakes up in another Third Love bra.
Yeah. So anyway, Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they are offering our listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/BTCH now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/BTCH for 15% off today.
Get your perfect over-the-shoulder boulder holders.
Oh my God.
Mine are like pebble holders, but you know, it works.
Okay. And we're back. So, messy sex dicks. What were we talking about?
Dude, Gina's nasty ass sex life.
Damn,
she
girl.
She came out hot. She came out hot with that. She was like, hey, you fucking nasty bitch.
Look, I don't give it up often, but if I do, you getting it all.
Yeah,
all
Gina's the type to spit on a bald dude's head.
Yeah. Dude, have you ever sneezed a dick out before?
What?
Sneezed a dick out? Can you elaborate?
This is probably one of the most funniest things that's ever happened to me ever. So like me and my man were having sex and then you know, like I was on birth control, so he came inside me, right? And then like after they come inside you, they kind of leave it in there.
Yeah. I like when they pump a little bit.
Yeah. Because I'm like, give it all. I want every drop.
Nasty,
right?
Yeah.
So like so he's still inside me and it's starting to get a little bit softer because we're done having sex. And all of a sudden a sneeze comes out. And when you sneeze,
oh yes.
You contract.
No, I've done that.
And his dick
and it pops out. Yeah. I have done that.
That shit flew out and
you
I
cough a little.
And then we just looked at each other like, oh, and then we just started busting out laughing. That was by far one of the
For me, I've laughed it out once before.
Yes. Yeah. Laughing during sex is the funniest, like, it's the weirdest feeling because he said something that made me crack up and he's still fucking me. And I'm like, stop it, stop. I'm trying to laugh. And he's like, I'm like stuck in between cracking up and pleasure at the same time. And it felt weird. I'm like, this is weird.
Why is it? Like, it's connected to your vag muscles for some reason.
Like, oh, that's true. Because even like sometimes on your period and then like you cough really badly or like sneeze really bad. Yeah, and then you end up inking. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's pretty weird.
Y'all are on the trampoline.
On the trampoline?
Yeah, a trampoline, like, there's just going to be a little bit that leaks out a little bit.
Oh, no.
Bose, like, I was streaming Scary Games a few weeks ago, and I screamed so loud, I fucking inked hard. And I was on my stream, I was like, guys, I'm on my period, and you guys just made me ink really hard. Fuck.
Bro. So bad. Word?
You know what you're talking about?
Yeah, they knew. I'm like, because I told them, I was like, you guys ever watch Finding Nemo and the little squid or the little octopus?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, you guys made me ink.
No, you say it exactly like her. And,
so that was me. I was like, oh, you guys just made me ink blood.
Bro. So has like a dick size ever like mattered to the point of breaking up?
Well, like what I said in the last episode, like I think, I mean, I don't know if it was its size, but like because of the dick, we just had to end it.
I was seeing a guy that was just, it was fucking huge. And like, it got to the point where like, it was like, I'm like, okay, A, this is gross because it's, I can't, your wiener is so big and wieners are just ugly. So imagine something that's ugly and then it's bigger, you know? And like,
and what's uglier to you, like, dude, with the hood on or off?
Yeah, you veiny.
What
is it?
I just said, you know, I think that I feel like when God was just creating like genitals, he was like, this looks good and this looks good, and he was like, I don't really care about this part. Now let's go back down here. Like, like genitals are just like not that attractive. But like, also, it's just, it fucking hurt. Like, imagine like you're like hanging out with your man watching TV, and then he's like, "Hey, do you want me to give you a fucking headache and like stretch your shit out?" And I'm just
yes, I do. Yes, sign me up, please.
No, like it 100%. Just like, it wasn't fun. But you know, also it was and not even from a selfish standpoint for him. Like, I knew I was not interested in having sex with him at all. Not even in the slightest.
See, to
get
me,
fucking thing away from
it has to be about swagger. It has to be about swagger, because like, if you have a dick that hurts and then also you're not being like attractive personality wise to me, like you're being a whiny little bitch boy, or you're being like too aggressive and like ego-y, it doesn't sound like your dick would feel good inside me. But if you're making me laugh and then and you're like, yeah, I'm ready to do this, and you're all like 9 inches hard, I'm like, yeah, I'm having fun. Let's do it.
You gotta really think before you send a dick picture. Like if you've got a huge wiener, okay, and you're sitting there and you're looking at this picture of your wiener and you're like, oh, I'm about to send this to this girl. You gotta think, is it a Nikki or is it a Bose?
Right, yeah, right.
You got another girl.
It's not. I have a big dick, I'm gonna send this out.
You better send your clavicle to Bose.
Yeah,
you got a nice clavicle. You send it all to Bose.
Send me that fucking clavicle.
But yeah, like, I mean, you really gotta think about that. And like, there's this annoying cockiness of some guys that like have big wieners, and they're like, you see how I'm like a child? Yeah. I'm like, wiener.
I call it a wiener sometimes.
But see, that's the thing, is like, guys that have big wieners that like want to send it because they're being braggy about it, that's not the type of guy I would ever fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, the guys that I've
his personality is a small dick.
Yeah.
Sure, you might have the big dick, but because you're trying to flaunt it out, it's like, you're fucking tiny.
Yeah. The dudes that I've had sex with that had big dicks, I had no idea they were packing that before.
Yeah.
Like, same. They were just like nice and cool and funny, and I liked them, and then like, whoa, what a surprise.
Yeah.
What a lovely surprise.
And I know that he's proud of it too, but he'll never like just randomly send dick pics.
Yeah, or talk about it.
Yeah, he really keeps it to himself, which makes it so much hotter.
It does.
Yeah, like, damn, I found out your secret. That's all mine.
Yeah, when you send it, I'm like, oh, I didn't need to know. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Now I'm kind of like, oh, you're like braggy about it. I don't know what the female equivalent of that would be, like a girl that knows she's hot.
No, that's so, the same exact
thing. Yeah.
Guys, I don't like guys who know they're hot, because there are some fine guys. And the moment I find out that they know they're hot, I'm like, eh, I'm good.
You're fine.
That means your personality is kind of shit.
Like, I need to hate yourself like a little bit.
Leaning too hard on that hotness and not enough into like a personality or developing anything interesting about yourself.
I wonder how like a guy can find out what type of girl She is. Like, if you want a big, yeah, a Bose or a Nikki, like big dick or regular whatever
dick.
Wow.
Like, that's what gives it away? Question.
Like, how would the guy know?
Communication, man. She likes to dominate. I don't know. Maybe it's something to do with that.
No, not necessarily. Like, I mean, I tell my boy all the time, I'm like, dude, if you hit another quarter inch, you would be back on Tinder. I would be going my separate way.
Really?
So yeah, he just barely missed the mark. Yeah, because that shit fucking hurts, you know? And actually, that's one thing you can look at. What's her stature? Like, you know, is she taller? Is she shorter? If she's 5 feet tall and you're like, I've got a fucking 10 inches for you, baby. Like,
I mean, that could surprise you. Some women are built differently. I have like, just friend, like the same reason, like how guys like have different sized dicks, women have different sized vaginas.
It's true.
Yeah.
There's one of my best friends, she looks like a child, and her, like, she's like 4 foot 10 or something like
she's
that.
She's taking fists in that bitch.
Her husband is like 6'2" and she likes it. She like,
I mean,
like,
look at Shaq and his girl.
I got this.
I know, right? Yeah.
Nikki, are you an adrenaline junkie?
No.
No, you're not?
I mean, I like roller coasters.
You like a little bit of excitement.
But I don't like feeling like I'm gonna die.
Okay, all right. Do you like pain at all?
I like humiliation, like in fantasies. Like, I like, like how Gina likes it. So, the domination thing of like the being completely dominated. So, yeah.
But humiliation?
Like, yeah, like where they degrade you, like where they're like.
Like, what point of humiliation?
Like, you know, like dirty talk, like.
Like, don't make me eat dog shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like emotionally like, abuse me like a little.
Okay, emotionally abuse me. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to be treated like a dumb bimbo.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, do you have a humiliation fetish?
I don't know.
I have a humiliation fetish. So now we got 3 out of 4.
Yeah, I don't. Okay. I don't like that.
That's a determining factor.
Sometimes I'm trying to figure out, like, if I'm a submissive or a dominating kind of person, because, like, I don't know.
You just don't like it to go too far.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I guess like I'm in between her. I'm not that fun, but sometimes I tend to be more dominating though.
Okay.
And I think it's because the guy tends to be more submissive, not like intentionally. Mm. It's like, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Tiff is like one of those cute doms that comes in and it was like, take my fucking shoes off.
All the leather straps are pink and purple.
Yeah.
How cute. That's cute. They're
funny. Dude, I could see Tiff being like a good dom. Like I could totally see that shit.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time, I tend to find myself on top. I don't know.
No, that's
I'm just
that,
like, I'm writing like, you. Like,
that, I mean, nice, like, no, nice. I can see, like, Tiff comes home and she's like, did you work out today? Why not? Are you going later?
Yeah, keep your body
tight. Do you want to eat? Like I see it like.
Short leash.
It's like deep inside in Tiff. It just has to come out.
It's in there.
How about weird shape? Dicks like not necessarily like length or
I had one that curved once.
Oh
that
wait,
was interesting.
Sorry, we're gonna talk about this in 2 seconds after this ad break.
I got my Buffy, y'all. I finally got it. They tried to take it from me. It's mine now. I especially recommend it for especially Brizzles. If you're on like birth control or something and you got night sweats, no more night sweats. You know, when your man comes over and he's like, wow, I really like her, but she's really sweaty. You don't have to worry about that anymore. Cruelty free. Made of eucalyptus.
Ooh. Who tried to take it from you?
Beautiful.
We wanted it.
I'm not gonna lie. I did. I wanted it.
I mean, it was sitting over there and then somebody moved it. So I don't know why. Look, because you listen to our podcast, we are giving you $20 off of your Buffy comforter. All you got to do is go to buffy.co and enter the code BTCH. That's buffy.co and enter BTCH. Do you want to stop sweating?
It's hypoallergenic too. So if y'all are allergic to down comforters, first of all, do you know how they make those things?
Ooh, and you know, I'm one of those people that like, I love to have like a big, like comfy, heavy blanket, but then leave also, the fan or the AC on.
Oh, I stick a foot out.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Like you got to stick the foot out just the right amount so it's the right temperature, you know? Look, you don't even have to worry about that with Buffy. Go get your Buffy, buffy.co, and then enter the code BTCH.
$20 off.
BTCH.
And we're back. Okay, let's talk about these odd-shaped dicks, and also girth, width. Like, how about that? Like, that's something to consider. Maybe you have a shorter dick, but it's girthy. I sometimes think that that's more important.
Yeah. While we explore this, I still want to find out what is the definitive. I want to answer the question because it's such a good question. I want to figure out what is the definitive difference between you and me and how people can tell are they a Nikki or are they a Bose before they send off that wiener picture.
Right before they get embarrassed. I don't think
there is an answer for that because everyone's built a little bit different.
I know. Psychological issues.
That's what I was trying to dive into. I was like, because you said that you love the rush of like arguing and stuff like that. And like, I'm not like that, you know, like, I'm trying to like,
no, I like being completely 100% dominated.
Do a scientific study on this.
If you have a big,
find
dick,
the conclusion.
That's true.
I'm getting completely dominated.
Oh, that's interesting. Gina?
I don't know if it has to do with
But if you can dominate me with a small dick, that's fine. I've just never...
I would
it doesn't
be
have to do anything if, with dicks.
If a guy could dominate me with a small wiener, I would be like, I would respect. Yeah. Like, yeah. I kind of, you know, like... I think I would enjoy that.
Because if a guy had a big dick and he wasn't confident about it, I don't think sex would be enjoyable.
Yeah.
So it really isn't about solely dick size. It's about
definitely
the personality.
And because like I had this one guy once that he was definitely one of the growers. And so when he was not growing, like it was just like, you know, in the beginning of it, he had such low confidence. And I'm like, dude, you're good. When it's hard, like, just wait till it gets there. Like, chill out. Like,
yeah, I've seen some guys who are like, don't look at me soft. I'm like, shut the fuck up. It's like, oh, don't look at me. I have no makeup on. Shut up. Yeah. Fine. Fuck, I know what's underneath it. I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, first of all, you're mine, and I'll look at you whenever the fuck
exactly.
I want.
That
aggressive. Dick is
mine.
I think that there's a clear difference between a Nikki and a Bose.
Yeah, it's like, we can't give you the question to ask. Like, you know, like, when you're doing, you're like, let's do 25 questions. Like, you slide that one question in to figure out if she likes big dicks or not.
I'm down for that. I like the communication. I like when people are super open. Like, so what are you into? I'm like, all right, look, I like to get choked the fuck out. All right? Like, I will let you know. I think the one thing that I don't know how to work with, and I have like probably like zero experience in, is uncircumcised dicks. I have no idea how to work with those. Do you pull it back and then
no, it goes back.
No. Okay.
When it gets hard, it just
or
goes
like
back
hand,
and it's like a normal dick.
Or like,
I mean, like
hand
a
jobs.
Not normal, but like a, it's like a same, it looks the same as an uncircumcised.
Okay,
yeah.
But like hand jobs, do you rub it with the skin or without the skin? You know what I mean? Like, like, does the condom go over the
actually,
person?
Like, I'm no picturing Gina like giving a hand job to an uncircumcised dick and she's like, can you feel that?
Yeah. No. Oh my God. Yeah, that would be me. I'm like, damn, I
honestly,
okay?
You don't really, well, for the penises that I've been with that are not circumcised, didn't need like a lube or lotion.
Yeah, they already have it. It's already there.
Yeah.
It's like good to go.
Nature's lube.
That's it.
That's pretty cool. But still, the thing is, like, it's like
you were meant to have that foreskin there.
Sorry. What liquid is emitting from the hood that causes lubrication?
I don't think it's from the hood.
It's inside.
It's from the actual like urethra hole that they secrete. Like, you know, the pre-cum, and then it gets, like, into the hood as you're rubbing it.
Yeah. Yeah. She learned something new today. She is shocked.
Because that just deconstructed what I thought an uncircumcised wiener looked like.
Well, have you never been with one?
Yeah. I don't think I've seen it. I haven't seen a lot of dicks,
yeah,
dude.
I'm not experiencing that at all. I have no idea how it works.
Yeah. It's just, like... It just, when it gets hard, the foreskin falls back and it's like, it's like a circumcised.
Okay. But you know what though? It is slightly more, it's interesting when you get an uncircumcised dick that's like extra skin.
Like a long sleeve t-shirt.
It's like a soft. It's like extra long. Extra long soft when you're just like pulling it back. Like, when is this going to end?
Magician.
I haven't dealt with that. Yeah. That one's interesting.
Listen.
Fucking pull it all the way up and tie it at the top and seal it.
I'm glad we're talking about this actually because like, you know, I don't want anyone out there to feel like their dick's weird because dicks are like, own what you got. Like I've been with all kinds of dick shapes and I think
same
it's
girl.
All about the person that's owning the dick.
Yeah.
Like the guy I lost my virginity to, he had a curved dick. Mm. And so I thought that all dicks were curved for a long time.
Oh, interesting.
Like, yeah. I thought like it was curved up like this. And so like,
wow, that's actually optimal.
Yeah. So certain.
Oh yeah, the shape, like the that's true.
Yeah. I thought I completely liked like certain positions, and then like when I was with a guy that didn't have a curved dick, I was like, oh, that position doesn't work as well. Mm-hmm. And
I had a boyfriend that had his dick curved to the left, but we didn't have sex. Like the most we ever did, like I gave him a hand job, and it was just like, whoa, this is weird.
Why
like,
am I like turning a car?
It's weird.
There's
that curved slightly down. Like, I think it's called Peyronie's or something like that.
Oh, there's a name.
Perineal?
Perineal? Yeah. It curves slightly down.
Oh,
yeah. But it like, feels good.
Yeah.
Do you guys have even labias? With menorahs? What's that?
The inside. Have you ever seen that? There's so? Like an image that floated around the internet, and it's like a vagina chart, and there's like 20 different pictures. Like, have you ever seen
that? Yeah, I've seen that.
I saw it in my late 20s, and I had no idea there were that many different vaginas.
Same.
And I was showing Steve, and I was like, what the fuck? There's other kinds of vaginas? And he was like, yeah, like, I've been with these. And he like showed the circle. I was like, oh, shit. What?
I immediately looked at the one that looked like mine, and I was like, oh, this looks better. And the other one. Yeah.
No, there's like fetishes. Like guys would message me like, are you an innie or an outie? And I'm looking at my belly button. I'm like, I don't know what? And
then it's just when you're so used to seeing one kind. Cause I didn't really watch like a lot of porn. Like, yeah. And, like, at least the porn that I had seen, they all had the same like kind of vagina. Yeah. So like I had just didn't know. And
you know,
so
it's
I was,
a trip.
Like, looking at different kinds, I was like, wow, that's
my vagina changed after having Isaac, and he didn't even go out that way.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Like I had a C-section, and so I'm like, what the fuck? You weren't even used. Like what happened? But it did change.
Wow. You weren't even used.
Oh my god. Yeah. I'm like, you were just used to
even
make
just
him.
The weight of the pregnancy, like, dropped.
Maybe.
A little bit?
I don't know. Maybe, but it definitely, like, I got
sad.
Do
you think it started, like, pushing an
like,
organ out of your
boobs,
vagina?
Like, same with my boobs. Like, they got saggier and, like, sadder, and my vagina got sadder, too. Oh. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
wow. That's crazy, man. Like, gravity? Never having kids.
To be veritive, everything looks fucking lit.
Yeah.
All Geo shit looks pretty lit, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all compared vaginas? How come I wasn't there for the group chat?
No. I wasn't looking. I was just, like, judging, like, based on the outside. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you know what? Like, we have been naked around each other. Well, not in front of
Well, not, like, spreading.
I think Gina and I have been naked. Have we been naked?
We've been topless.
We forgot to bring underwear. Or, wait, what did we forget to bring? We forgot to bring pajamas or something
in
Vegas.
Yeah. We didn't bring things to sleep in. So at the first night, we're like, all right, look, bitch, I'm just wearing underwear. Like, all right, bet. Like, it was nice.
And then Tiff came into our room in the morning. Like, I remember you came in and you were just laying in the bed next to me. And I was like, I don't have a shirt or a bra.
Like, you bitches were topless. I'm like,
yeah. It was every guy's pretty much dream in Vegas. Like day one, it's like, your titties are out because mine are right now.
I know. I felt like, I kind of felt left out.
It was like, do I need to
top off? Like, what the fuck? Come in.
You're like, I have coffee. Oh, we're taking titties.
Okay, let's do this.
We're going to do a whole episode where it's all of us sitting around the table topless, but it's censored. And we're like, well, you're so good. But like, none of you guys will be able to see like what the breasts actually look like.
That'd be awesome.
But see, I think that's what's good about talking about this is because a lot of people just want to know that they're normal. Like everyone wants to know, like, am I weird? Am I normal? Yeah. And a lot of guys go through this with dicks, I think. Like, is my size big enough for my normal? Is it weird shaped or whatever? And girls with like have the same thing, like with vaginas and boobs and all kinds of different body parts. And it's about owning it. Whatever you got, you just have to own it.
Yeah.
And that's what's sexy about it.
Mm-hmm. It's like shoes. Just find your shoe. Just find your matching vagina and you're good to go.
Cinderella dick.
Cinderella.
I'm waiting for my Cinderella dick.
No, that's why it was interesting because Isaac once asked me, my son, my 11-year-old son, he asked me, because I try to keep the conversation of sex as open as possible. And so I try to never let, or I never want him to feel uncomfortable to ask me anything.
So
one time he asked me like, I forgot the way he phrased it, but pretty much the question was like, do you only have sex when you're married? And so I pretty much told him, like, you know what? A lot of old school people think that you should wait to have sex for the first time once you get married. But I don't agree with that. And I feel like you should really find out what works with you. And once you find that, then that's when you marry it. But I told my own son, like, I really don't believe that you should wait till marriage. Because once you're married, like, that's it. Like, you can't pussy out and, like, you know, you have to make it work. So...
That's really
healthy. I don't
know.
Yeah. No, Tiff, you're tripping because I'd be like, you wait until you get out of this damn house. When you move out, then you could sleep. Then go ahead because I won't have
to. I should have added that. Yeah. I don't want him fucking in my house.
Yeah. I can't, like, when I have a kid, like, I don't even know how I'm going to discuss, like, you know, like topics about like sex and like maturity and stuff like that. But all I know for damn sure is I need to know where you're going. You need to have your cell phone on you at all times. You're not fucking anyone.
Start the conversation since they're little, like really little. I started talking to him about like, oh, you know, you boys have a wee wee and girls have this or whatever. And then like you, based on the age, like you make the conversation match his age.
Yeah.
So that I made sure, like, because I grew up in a household that you never talk about sex. Like, you never talk about anything. Too. Like, I, you know, my mom would cover my eyes whenever people would be kissing in a movie.
Yeah.
And it made me want to know even more.
Me too.
And, like, it made me, like, really fucking curious. So I was just like, listen, we got to just put it all out
there. She didn't want to have to deal with a horny child.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I don't.
But hiding it made her more horny.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, question for you guys. So put yourself in a mom mode for a second.
Yeah.
You have a child, you have a son, okay? Your son is 14. His girlfriend wants to come over. Is that cool?
You sure. leave the door open.
If I'm there.
Yeah, that's my question. Is the door, oh, is he allowed to shut the door?
Oh, you know, in the room?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't allowed to have any boys in my room at all. Door open, door closed, nothing. But we were able to hang out in the living room.
Would yeah, you, cool. Would you say living room? Would you say door, bedroom, shut the door, door open?
Living room.
Living room, yeah.
Oh my God. I would.
I am not taking care of a goddamn grandchild.
No.
All right. Fuck no, dude.
Also, yeah. You know what? I think that's fair because what the hell y'all got to do in your room? You get the Xbox in there, take it out.
Yeah.
Oh, yep, bring exactly. it on out in the living room.
Exactly. Yeah. You can hang out in the backyard.
You want to lay down? Lay down on the couch. You know, like you're
yeah,
good.
I told Isaac, I'm like, listen, you just only have to promise me that you never get anyone pregnant until you're ready for a child. You don't go to jail and just don't do anything stupid where you're risking your life and you're pretty much like, you know, you're gonna die. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, just please don't do those three things to me.
Yeah.
Like, please.
God, having kids is fucking scary. You guys have to go through all these talks. Like, cause if I know that if my kid turned out like anything like me, I would be terrified.
Same.
Yeah.
That's why I'm scared. I had that. To keep that shit like wide open when it came to sex. Cause look, I got pregnant at 17.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, get me out of my house. Mm-hmm. And for some reason I saw like, you know, just boyfriend is the way out. And then I got pregnant.
Huh. And before we move on, just a quick word from one of our sponsors, Bose.
Y'all know when you walk in the coffee shop and you see that cute girl on her laptop with her coffee just typing away, she's not on social media. She's on HoneyBook because she runs a business. She's a freelancer. She's got to send out invoices, collect invoices, do mailing advertisements, everything. Gina, what
HoneyBook's
can you do
gonna
on
repo
this?
Your car.
You got your car taken away.
HoneyBook will get it back for you.
See, I can be that bitch even though I'm not organized, but I can fake it because HoneyBook takes care of that in one software. It does everything for you in one place. Skip the manager, skip the assistant. HoneyBook on your laptop, on your phone, in your head.
You don't need a lawyer. We just got a beefy HoneyBook showing up at your door.
Well, I mean,
you still look like you got your shit together, and HoneyBook does that for you.
Dude, we're not kidding. This app, like, the software does everything to the point that we started scrolling through. We were like, does it do this too? Does it do this?
It does QuickBooks.
You're running your business? Nah, HoneyBook's gonna take your business.
But it's compatible with QuickBooks, Google Suite, and MailChimp. And for our viewers now, thank you for listening to us. We are giving you 50% off your first year, a whole year. 50.
Monthly or annual.
So productive in that 1 year.
50% off your year. Just all you have to do is go to honeybook.com and use the promo code BTCH for 50% off your first year. Again, that's honeybook.com and use the promo code BTCH. Get paid faster and work smarter with honeybook.com, promo code BTCH. Fake it till you make it. Make it look like you got your shit together.
Do it, girl. Or guy. And wow, what a great sponsor. Thank you for sponsoring us today. We're back. Dicks.
Yep.
Wieners.
Get on them.
Have you guys ever had a dream that you had a dick?
No, I've always wanted a dick for a day, though.
Yeah, I've had multiple dreams where I have a penis, and it's always me in the bathroom, and I'm about to go pee, and I'm like holding it in my hands, and I'm like, whoa, this is what it feels like to be like to have one between my legs, and it's always such a trip. And I wake up, and I'm like, oh, thank God, I'm still a girl. Like,
what's the first thing you would do if you had one?
I would jack off.
I want to know what it feels to jack off.
Yeah,
yeah,
and then I would do the helicopter thing because that looks really fun.
Yeah. Wait, you know, I feel like we don't have like the full spectrum of representation as far as sexualities go. Unless, wait, does Gio like girls at all?
I think
no.
Yeah, I've been.
But both
a lot
are
of,
in a Tiff like
we like lesbian porn.
Yeah. Okay, and then I feel like all of us are like basically straight, and then we have Jess that's like
super straight,
mega straight,
like super straight, but like only into gay dudes.
Oh, weird. Okay. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, like
I've been having a lot of lesbian dreams lately, but I wake up, I was like, oh, that's fucking cool, but then I never like in to me, I'm just like, but I'm not going to go out and try to get a girl or anything. Like, I've experimented before, but it was just not for me.
How did you experiment?
I had a threesome.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. What? Like, yeah. with two girls or with a guy and
two girls and a guy?
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what was that like? You one of the two girls or was it four?
No, it was me, another girl, and a guy.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. How does that even happen?
How did that work?
So when I was like 18, 19, I was going through like my exploration phase and I was like go-go dancing and I did a lot of, this is when I was like, what was it? Go-go dancing at, it's like these goth clubs or whatever. And I was like with a lot of burners, like Burning Man people. And they're very open. I call them white people, like the white people. Like all my white friends were super open and like they're hippies and they're super like sexual, you know? And it was fucking cool. Like we'd walk around like topless and stuff. And we did like a goth fashion show at this club. And there was this girl there and she was like kind of drunk. And then she was like, she was the sweetest little thing in the world, right? She was like smaller than me and she was kind of drunk. She was like, do you like girls?
Gina's like, now I do want to fucking dominate you.
And then I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm kind of open because I was like all about exploration. And then she was like, and then she introduced her boyfriend. Like, this is my boyfriend. And he was like the sweet thing too. And like, we're all goth kids together, right?
Oh my God.
Because I grew up as a goth kid in high school. And then I was like, oh, cool, cool, cool. And then I thought we were just going to be like kind of friends and hang out. And I was, and this is like, I was in, I just moved to LA for like a few years. So I was still trying to make friends here and there.
From
Northern California. And then I went to go hang out with him. And then she kind of like, it was really cute. Like, he left the room. She was like, so I don't know how to bring this up to you, but so he and I have been together for about like 10 years or so. They're a little bit older than me. But I've always, like recently, I kind of realized that I'm kind of a lesbian more, but I still love him so much because we've been in each other's lives for so long that they still loved each other so much that they were still together. And he was open to letting her fulfill what she wanted and what she needed. So I was like, oh, cool, cool, cool. And then she was like, and I was wondering, like, maybe, like, do you think I can kiss you? And I'm like, yeah, okay, that's cool.
And he wasn't in the room.
He wasn't in the room. And then I was like, is this okay with him? Because I wanted to be really respectful. She's like, yeah, it's super okay. Because, you know, we're trying to look for, like, a third person. And I was like,
whoa.
Yeah, all right, cool. And then so,
I wonder if he would have been that cool and, like, open if she wanted to fuck another guy.
Yeah, I wonder too.
Yeah.
So he came back in the room and she's like, do you think we can do it in front of him? Like, just make out in front of him? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. And then so they proposed, like, it was really sweet. Like, they were very, it wasn't like weird or like, hey, you know?
She's yeah.
Like, hey, so, do you think that we can, you know, add you as a third to our relationship? Like, we've always wanted to try, like, another girl in our relationship. And I was like, yeah, that's really sweet that you're letting her do that, you know? Mm-hmm. So the next time I saw her, we went to go watch a movie. It was 30 Days of Night. It was a dope vampire movie because we were so fucking goth. And, and you know, we were sitting in a theater. And then this is, like, my first time ever experiencing this. So I was like, so, you know, what are the boundaries? I want to ask you, like, is what's off limits? What's okay? Like, do you mind if he and I have sex? Is it just you and me? Or like, and I really wanted to understand what she wanted, mm-hmm. what was okay. And she was like, thank you so much for asking, you know, like we've tried other people in the past and they were kind of rude. Like they didn't understand the boundaries and it didn't work out. So she's like, thank you so much for asking. So, later on that night we did have sex. Like it was really, for me, it wasn't like, oh, nasty, blah, blah. I was like, this is actually kind of beautiful.
Like she like ate you out or what?
Yeah. But we were super clean about it. They had this really interesting process where they put saran wrap, like they'll take a sheet of saran wrap and then lay it over her pussy. And then like, and yeah, and that's how I would, you know, go down on her because like we would never exchange fluids.
Oh.
Yeah. We were super clean.
Oh, so and, like, they grew the saran wrap?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And then so like, or like if he had his fingers in me, he would go wash his hands first and then switch over to her. Like,
oh,
he
wow.
never exchanged fluids.
Wow.
They were really sweet
Did
about it.
Did you have sex with him?
Yeah. And she was like totally okay with that. I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. But for me, it was more like, it wasn't like dirty, nasty, fuck yeah fantasy. It was more like, this is actually like really sweet that he's doing this for her.
Yeah.
You know, and they were like so in love.
Is that the trade-off that like, if she gets to fuck you, then he gets to fuck you? Is it like that?
Oh, that was
their agreement. Was he into it too?
Yeah,
like,
he loved
or
it.
Or was it more like... like he's focused on her having a good time.
It was he loved it, but we were I kind of understood, like we both had an understanding that it was more for her. So it was like, let's get her off first and make sure she's happy first. And then after it at the end of it all, we cuddled in the same bed. I was, he was like, well, why don't you get in the middle? Because I know she wants to cuddle with you.
How cute.
I know. It was like the cutest thing in the world. I'm like, this isn't even nasty. This is adorable. Yeah. You know? But yeah, that was actually a really cool
experience. Yeah, that's the sweetest sex story you've shared.
I know, right?
And it's like wholesome. Threesome. Anyway, it was super, super sweet, super adorable.
It was wholesome. And then so afterwards, like, well, would I do it again? No, not really. Because I realized that when it comes to sex, I like all the attention on me. You know, like I want what I have and I want you only, and I want you to pay attention to me only, and I want to pay attention to you only and not have to worry about two different people.
Right.
Which is cool, but I'm not saying that I'm not down for a dude-dude-girl situation. I've always wanted to try that.
I've always wanted that too, but I would never do it. Yeah. That's like a, that was like a, when I was single, maybe like would have happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I would never do it if I was in a relationship.
Same.
Like,
yeah.
If I saw Steve with another girl, like, if we were trying to do a threesome and he, like, fucked another girl, I couldn't handle that.
Yeah, me too. I'm too possessive for that. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not fucking sharing.
It's like, we're too in love at this point. But if it was two people I didn't care about at all, like, where there's no emotional attachment, then maybe that would have been cool.
And that's what I said to my, you know, the guy that I date, too. It's just like, I like you too much. I don't want to share you. Yeah. And I wouldn't want you to share me either. But if I was single and that shit was going down, I'm fucking down, dude. But the problem with it is that it's really hard to find two dudes that are down, so...
Yeah,
That sounds stressful for me because, you know, I'm thinking about there's a hole, there's two penises. You only need one penis.
No, there's a mouth and then there's a hole.
That's where it gets confusing for me because, like, when there are two things, these two things go together. Now when there's three, now there's multiple pairs. Now you have, what, 16 combinations?
Drowning in dicks.
You know what it is? It's like that for me, and it's very stressful.
I like it because I'm stressed out by normal life, and that makes me not be able to think about anything else. There's too many dicks going on.
Oh my God.
I can't think about anything.
You understand it. Yeah, you get it. It's just like
in normal life, I have to think of 10,000 things. So many dicks makes me not think about anything else. So I'm just trying to handle these
fantasy
dicks.
Of yours with two dicks, like, would you be down for them to get shit going too?
No.
This is me.
That's too much.
I'm imagining Jess coming in like, yes.
She went home. What the fuck? Where's she
that's
from?
Jess pulls out like a like one of those sticks and it's like, you put that in that hole. Now you take that finger.
Oh my God.
Yeah. All right. Now hold that right there.
Like, I think the hot thing about it is like, it's just like, it's like multiple men that want to make me feel good, you know? That shit's dope.
For me, it's like, I don't want them to make me feel good. I want them to use me.
Oh, yeah, that's there's a whorey side of it too.
Yeah, there's my pleasure is irrelevant. Like, they need to use me.
Oh, okay.
That's where you get your pleasure.
Yeah, but then afterwards, like, after all the sex is done, I need them to be really nice and, like,
aftercare.
Like, I can't have you, like, continue it after the sex. Like, after Steve and I do that.
Aftercare.
And, like, yeah.
It's important.
I love you so much. You're so cool. Like, you know,
yeah, it's super important. Yeah. No, that's actually a huge safety thing. Yeah, it's a huge thing in the fetish community when you have like super like extreme sex like that. Aftercare is a huge thing. Like, you have to take care of them afterwards. Like, hey, are you okay? Did I hurt you? Do you need anything? And it's like the sweetest thing.
Yeah, it's like none of that was real. Like, you have worth as a person.
Exactly. Yeah, you're not a broke
just because like because that's a fantasy doesn't mean like you actually want people to treat you like that or
exactly.
You know, I wonder if it's a similar fetish for guys. Like, of course guys want to have a threesome with two girls, right? But I feel like there's a type of threesome where the two girls are like, everything's just fucking nasty, you know? Mm-hmm. But then what if there's like a threesome where like the two women are like just using the guy for
they
like
have those.
Their
reverse game things.
Yeah. Like, I feel like some guys would be like super into that, you know?
If you go on Pornhub and look up reverse gangbang, that's a thing.
Oh my God. Yeah. That sounds interesting.
Yeah. So now one I'm dude curious. With a bunch of chicks.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I'm not about it.
Yeah, and meanwhile, that to me, I'm interested. Like, oh, I'd like to see that. And then you, like, dude, I dead ass, I caught myself because, like, while you were listening to yours, I had like this most judgmental face on because I was like, ew!
Don't yuck someone's yum, okay?
I was like, Bose, straighten your face out. And it was like, I was raised Christian.
I thought a bunch of girls banging a dude?
And I'm like, you have for my own pleasure.
And both of us are like,
You guys are like, I don't know about that. And I'm like, yeah.
I actually taught Nikki that because I went on her podcast.
We're talking about orgies and swinger parties.
I used to go to swinger parties. And it was because me and the guy that I was dating, we didn't like sharing each other or whatever. We just liked watching people, and we liked being in a room where people can
voyeurism.
Yeah, voyeurism. Mm-hmm. So I liked being watched while I was having sex. And when you're new to the club, they make you come an hour early, and you have to go through like an orientation, like a safety, and like, you know, what you can do, what you can't do. And the phrase that they taught us was, "Don't yuck someone's yum." You know, it was like, oh, that's actually really cute. Yeah. And later on, I found out she was actually a school teacher. I was like, wow, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Like, imagine her, a kindergarten teacher, yeah, saying that to kids, knowing that she's going to the BDSM club later that night.
Oh my God.
Saying the same thing.
Yeah. Damn.
No yucking someone's yum.
No, for me, I think, I try thinking about it. I'm like, because I'm the type of person that I want to always try something once, like everything once.
Good. Yeah.
That's and, good. But I try to think about like the threesome stuff, and I'm like, I don't know, because yeah, I watch lesbian porn, but after I kissed a girl in high school, to me, that was like the most, like, weirdest, like, unnatural,
yeah,
for me.
Yeah.
Where I was like, I can't. Like, it's too soft. Like, yeah. And then some of the girls in high school, they would have their experimental phases too, where they'd be like, yeah, last night we went to this house party and I ate that girl out. And I'm like,
ooh, how do you talk about that so casually?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I mean, high school.
Because in high school, you're trying to be cool. Oh, so it's like, yeah, it's like, oh, cool that I did this. You know?
Actually, on the contrary, like, on a, like, not necessarily sad, but like, on a, like, different perspective, like, okay, you guys know how like some women might shoot, like might become lesbians after having some really bad experiences, mm-hmm, with men.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've been cornered by two lesbians in like in incredibly traumatizing situations. Like the first one being like, there was this girl that like my two friends would always stay at her house, and she was a year older than us, and like they would hang out with her, and she was like popular and kind of cool, but like looked like short blonde hair, you know, da 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 da. And I wanted to be her friend too, so I went to crash at her house one night too. She invited me to stay over. She had this big house. Her parents were like good parents with like cookies on the table and stuff. And it was just like a regular sleepover. We were like 15 or so. We go to bed and she tries to make a move on me. And I'm like, and then that's when it clicks. I'm like, oh, this is what my friends were doing with this girl. And I'm like, well, she assumed that because I was friends with them,
yeah,
that like this was a little threesome that we were just fucking having like every night. And so she kept pushing me and pushing me to like do shit with me. And I'm like, no, bro, I'm fucking good. Like, yeah, I'm beyond good. And I had to stay at this girl's house, and then she was pissed at me because I didn't want to fuck around with her. Next day I come to school, this girl told everyone that I had fucked her.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, like, and it's no different than a guy doing that. And yeah, so that was very embarrassing, like upsetting for me. Like, I mean, of course now, like if, you know, if somebody says, oh, we fucked her, like we know how to handle that at our age. But at 15, that's kind of like,
yeah, and then devastating.
It really is. And I was also raised as like a Christian, which I wasn't Christian at the time. But for me, it was like, you're telling everyone that I did this horrible thing that like my mother would be like so upset about. And so that was very traumatizing for me. And because of that and a few other things, I ended up going to a different school. And so I'm already like, I don't like girls, like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And then a few years later, something similar happened with a girl I worked with. I went to her apartment with another friend, and they were drinking. And I was 20 at the time. And like, she was older, so she could like get alcohol. And so I went to her house. She lived like, I think like maybe 3 miles away from me. And so I drove over there after work. We drank, like we all had fun or whatever. And I got like super drunk because I was only 20. And she was like, oh, you can crash here. And even though I had that bad experience, I still was like of a sound mind enough to not be like, oh, not every girl wants to fuck me. Not every, yeah, girl's into me. And so I slept over at her house, and she was like, oh, you can sleep in my bed. It's totally cool. I'm like, all right, great. I fucking wake up and she's trying to do shit to me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, so dead ass. And like,
that to me is like the biggest like no-no. Like, yeah, don't fucking touch me if I'm sleeping.
Do, yeah, not. Don't. Do not. And like, also like, you know, there was already a previous like, I'm not going to do anything. And like, I trust you, you know? So I wake up and like, I immediately get like a little traumatized back to this other girl trying to fucking do,
yeah,
shit with me.
Yeah, because it triggered that.
Exactly. I get in my car, wasted, and drive home. Oh, and I'm like, no, nah, yeah, never talk to her again.
Yeah.
So like, for me, I've had predatory women like come on to me, and maybe it's because I gave off some masculine energy. They were like, yeah, we can fucking turn her out. And I'm like, I'm good, you know, like no hard feelings or anything, but like, no, I couldn't do threesomes. I'm not really like into girls. Like, it's just, you know, and it's because I had some unfortunate experiences before and it just turned me off in general.
That's so shitty, dude.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's no different than like, you know, when a guy does that
absolutely
to a girl.
Not. Yeah.
But it's something I've never talked about because like, and also 10 years ago, like not a lot of people were out. Like now it's so much more common to be accepted by LGBTQ people or like, you know, the community and like, you know, everyone's fucking great. The community is great. But for me personally, because those experiences, I'm just not into women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. For me, it's just like, I just realized that afterwards, like after that whole, the whole experience, I was like, oh, I mean, it's cool. I appreciate beautiful women. Like I love beautiful women.
Yeah, dude, yeah. My boy and I all the time, we look at girls, we'll be like, she's fucking cute. Yeah. You know, like we do that all the time.
Exactly. I'm all about it. And I love that. And that's, I think that's why I love the community that I grew up with in my early 20s with all the burners and the go-go dancers and stuff, because everyone was so open about everything. I saw so many titties in dressing rooms and stuff and they were all awesome. And they had like orgies and stuff all the time. But it was just like it made me more comfortable with sex, which like I love. That's one of my favorite parts about me, that I'm so comfortable about sex. Like if you could, you told me I like to eat ass and he shits in my mouth or whatever, I mean, yeah, different strokes for different folks, but you know what, yeah, I'm happy for you, you know,
because I think everybody has some kind of fetish and like they like they're either denying it or they're suppressing it or whatever, but everybody has some sort of fetish, so let's all like, you know, not yuck each other's yums.
Let your freak flag fly.
And this went from dick size to fetishes, but that's just a little taste of what's to come on the Hey Bitch podcast. So if you liked what you heard, you should give us a 5-star rating on iTunes or rate us thumbs up on YouTube, subscribe, do all that stuff. We got other girls that aren't here today, but they will be on future episodes. So stick around, see what's next. Also, shout out to Buffy, our sponsor. And
Buffy.
Comforters.
Also, shout out to Buffy, our sponsor, Third Love, and Honeybook. We love you all so much for sponsoring us.
Yay, thanks
for 15% off of your perfect bra at Third Love. Go to thirdlove.com/BTCH for 50% off your first year of Honeybook. Go to honeybook.com and use the promo code BTCH and get paid faster and work smarter with promo code BTCH. And also, lastly but not leastly, for $20 off your Buffy comfort, Bose, visit buffy.co and enter BTCH.
Ooh.
Yay.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye, bitches.
Your dicks and your vaginas and all your body parts.
And remember, don't yuck someone's yum.
Nope. Yeah. Bye.